You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Preparing for the 27th annual Toy and Food Drive, December 4th and 5th. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, we're going to be doing it virtual for the very first time.
What you going to be doing?
Whatever they tell us to do. Whenever they decide. Go to kprs.com. You can make your donations beginning right now. Speaking of virtual, Lee Summit School District met with its Board of Education yesterday for a special meeting. Talked about what they're going to do with the students. Many of them had returned to the classroom for learning, and now that we've seen an uptick in cases, they've decided that students will begin virtual learning November 23rd and continue at least through January 25th.
That's the best decision for right now. You know, things are out of control with the coronavirus, and there seems to be no answer in sight. And the best solution is to keep them kids out of the classroom.
Be seeing kids from the fourth grade through the 12th grade. They shot down the babies when they talked about K-3. So they're going to remain in, I don't know how long.
They're the most at risk. Can you imagine putting a mask on a little kid like that?
Oh, man. My nephew, he's a baby. He wears his little mask. They have little cartoon characters on it. I have one that's 2 and one that's 4.
And they keep them on? They some good kids, boy. I know, boy, look. Shay, I've seen a couple kids. And, it's hard to control them. But with that being said, though, I don't know, man. I just think that the babies need to come first with the situation. Not nobody's pockets or nothing else.
We'll definitely keep our eye on this situation as the whole country still without direction, still without guidance, still without a plan. We've been languishing on the vine now for 10 months.
Yeah.
Just got a call this morning. My friend Danielle, she's got coronavirus.
Oh, no. How's she doing? She all right?
Says she's fine. She trying to find somebody to take her dog because I guess she don't want to.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to infect the dog.
Yeah. I don't think it's common that dogs get it, but I've read a story or two that some dogs have gotten it.
Definitely don't want to put them in risk either.
And this is quite a few people that I know personally that have gotten this disease. So as they say, mask up, wash your hands, socially distance.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Right now you're clear 48 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Monica, the R&B singer, has been named the recipient of the Lady of Soul honor at the upcoming Soul Train Awards. It's going to air Sunday, November 29th at 7 p.m. our time. Hosted by Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell. I think they hosted it last year.
Yes, I think so too.
I thought they were good together. They had like a whole routine and everything. You know, they can sing, rap, dance in just one show.
Sing, rap, and dance? Look at that.
That's a lyric from a song.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You catch it.
My bad.
Other performances, Brandy, Babyface, CeeLo Green, Charlie Wilson, Ella May, Jasmine Sullivan, Lucky Day, Mr. Smokey Robinson, and more.
You know, he got a new joint with Charlie Wilson now.
I know. He was on, Charlie Wilson was on Wendy talking about it last week. It'll be on BET, BET Her, VH1, and MTV2. After 28 years, Conan O'Brien is ending his late-night talk show.
Damn!
The 57-year-old comedian announced it last night. He told fans, don't worry about it. He's going to be hosting a new weekly variety show on HBO Max.
I remember it could have got real bad for him. He really revitalized his career when he went to TBS. Because remember, they put him on where Jay Leno was when he retired. And then they snatched him off quickly, like within a year.
Yeah, he handed the show back to Jay Leno. I like to say it as Leno instead of Leno.
Must be an East Coast thing.
No, I just... certain words I like to say strangely. I don't know why.
Oh, Lord.
It feels good when I say Leno.
Leno. Feel a little more sophisticated. But, yeah, so, it's good to see him bounce back when he got with TBS, and he's been able to have a long-standing show over there.
28 years, a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Have I done 28 months anywhere? Yes, I have. Yeah.
Here?
I've done 28 months a couple places now that I think about it, because that's not that long. That's like 2.5 years I've done that. Nipsey Hussle's Marathon clothing store was vandalized, Brian.
What?
Other stores within the strip mall, which is located on Crenshaw and Slauson, also appeared to be vandalized. Footage surfaced on social media showing shattered doors, windows, and graffiti outside of the door.
In the middle of a pandemic. And most of those businesses right there, those are small businesses in that little area. So, like, why would you do that? Come on, man. You ain't got nothing else to do. Like you say, you ain't got no books to read.
I had a book to read last night.
What?
I was waiting on my Barack Obama book. I pre-ordered it. They said it would be here on the 17th. I went on my Amazon account to see what time it said before 10 p.m. 10 p.m.? I'll be in my pajamas with my bonnet on.
Lord.
But it showed up around 7:30. I started reading the first couple of pages. The book is over 740 pages long. And I haven't read a book that long in years.
740 pages? Who got that much to say?
I read the autobiography of Nelson Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom. Well, look, that thing was over 700 something pages, and I read the whole thing and absolutely loved it. It changed my ideas about a lot of different things. This man was in prison.
How long was he?
20 something years. Damn. And he came out with love in his heart, forgiveness in his heart. And I'm like, the little things people done to me, I should be able to get over that if he was able to over that.
Oh, really?
I'm a forgiving person.
Nah, you are. You are, for real.
That don't mean we going to the mall no more. That just...
Don't ask Shay to go to Independence Center because it's a hell
no. We're not hanging out no more, but I mean, I ain't mad.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Finally caught my boyfriend cheating. And mate, I pulled up at his uncle's house because his uncle's a and his house is a house. I made all the leave because they think I'm crazy.
How many of them was it?
It was a lot of them. My boyfriend has no mouthpiece, so he has to go around his uncles. They all to get females. But I made all the leave because they scared of me.
Well, he got you, so he got something.
I'm gonna knock his head off. I wanted to take his Biden sign out in front of his uncle's house, but I didn't want to get arrested for disorderly conduct.
Okay. That's the real reason why I broke up, huh?
Yes.
They ain't broke up. She's still with him.
And they get his ear. It's not fair. Yes.
He must be putting it on you for you to, for you to speak with him. Yeah, you still with him.
But I'm gonna knock his head off. I'm mad because his family all in his ear. Because I'm a Trump supporter.
So because of Trump, he cheated on you?
I would.
That's why he cheated on me, because his family's in his ear. It's really a political thing. And God's going to get him.
You believe that? Okay.
Yeah, that's why y'all still stuck on this pandemic stuff. Look at it.
Pandemic stuff? It's a pandemic. Right? It ain't stuff. It's actually happening right now. Like, people are getting sick and people are dying. Seriously.
Yeah, this is serious. This is serious. Jesus is going to come back and save us, though. Because, you know what? I'm not with science and government. I'm with the Lord.
All right.
See, the Democrats and science and government, I'm not with that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am, Shay.
Well, don't call us collect when you go downtown, all right?
I'm not going to talk that
When you go to Hocus Pocus, 12 and Locust, don't call us. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Have you a good day.
Humble, right?
Yeah.
He's on the main line. Tell him what you want.
God bless y'all. I love you.
Nah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you want to act.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Got that 1K payday with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 652. Look for highs in the mid-60s today. Right now, you're clear 47 on the plaza.
Donald Trump's legal team continued their court battle, trying to keep President-elect Joe Biden's victory from being certified in several states.
It's ridiculous.
He fired the nation's top election security official after he disputed the unsubstantiated election fraud claims. Christopher Krebs is his name. He's also a Republican. Widely respected. Folks say that he is the best in the business. He's the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. And he said that this election was the most secure in U.S. history.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
So after he said that, Trump fired him via Twitter.
Wow. Via Twitter? Mm-hmm. Really? That's how you got your pink slip?
Via Twitter.
Come on, man.
Mr. Krebs tweeted a response. He said, "Honored to serve. We did it right. Defend today, secure tomorrow, protect 2020.
They got Beyonce.
Even on his way out, he's just ridiculous.
Aren't there retaliation laws in place in our country? Like, I know if somebody was to retaliate against me, who was my manager here, that's not allowed.
Brings up a good point.
I would have a whole lawsuit.
Yeah. There is no cause, is it?
Yeah. Just mad.
Yeah.
Last night in the Motor City, Michigan's Wayne County unanimously certified election results from the state's largest county, showing Joe Biden beating Donald Trump. Now, this was just hours after two Republicans on the four-member Wayne County Board of Canvassers first tried to block the certification. Of course, what's at the heart of this is those mail-in ballots.
The illegal ballots, Shay. Talking about those.
Man. How did the Marvelettes know we was going to need a song like this in 2020?
I like these dresses. I'm going to get you one. My grandma used to wear these. Oh, Lord. What is the United States coming to, Shay?
Shenanigans, tomfoolery, and ignorance of the highest order.
More the same, huh? Sing us out, Marvelous.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Meek Mill was trending last week on Twitter, not for his love relationships or because he's got new music, Brian, but because he was spreading a positive message of forgiveness. Maybe Twitter needs to be tuned in to Wellness Wednesday at 9:23, because that's what Dr. RJ going to be talking about, how to forgive folk. Anywho, Meek tweeted this. "I'll get all the main big artists in Philly a deal if they put them bodies behind them and squash the beefs." Some folk took issue with that. I don't know how, but they did. One Twitter user said, Meek dumb. He thinks he's the voice of reasoning. It's not so simple to forgive people for killing their loved ones despite money and fame being on the table. Why your face screwed up?
Because it's like, I don't know, man. Some people can take things the wrong way, and I understand that some situations are more sensitive than others, but I think you got to think intent with what he was doing.
Another user asked the question, how is Meek wrong? I personally am asking, am I missing something? I don't see where that could be something wrong to say, to ask folk to put issues behind them and possibly become a millionaire.
Yeah, and usually, Shay, that type of thing happens naturally. When you get one hot artist from a city, usually you have about two or three more tag along. So sometimes that happens naturally, but as it pertains to his message, I'm with the message. It's just that some people, I think that they can't fully forgive people. And I think that's one of the messages for today.
Have you ever had to forgive someone for something huge? How did you do it?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723, highs in the mid 60s today. Right now, you are clear at 47 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. It's a bunch of them. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe this was Valentine's Day or something.
Something like that. Yep.
Actor Nate Parker is 42 today. Mm-hmm. Andre 3000 and Erykah Badu's son, Seven Benjamin, is in these streets. 23?
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Everybody getting up there.
Romany Malco, he's an actor. He's 52 today. Actor Delroy Lindo.
My dog.
Out here, 68. Actor and comedian Mike Epps is...
37, 38.
Come on, Shay. 45, 47. There we go.
Well, he's the big 5-0 today.
Oh, wow.
First African-American quarterback elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Warren Moon is 64 today.
He's cold-blooded, boy.
Damon Wayans Jr., is 38.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Pastor Troy is 43.
Hey. You don't know about me cutting?
I do, but this is not the big Pastor Troy record.
You want to play Vice Versa? Is that what you want?
That's not the big Vice. That's not it. Ain't no more playing GA.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
You don't know no more playing GA?
I'm familiar with it.
That's the pa-
It ain't clean. That's clean.
Lord Jesus. Are we cutting?
Are we cutting?
Oh, God. Myla J, singer, is 38. Rapper Mike Jones, he out here 39.
Bows, I'm tipping. Hey. Full grind, I'm gripping. Catch me line switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your dying missing.
Okay.
Rapper Fabulous is 43.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 18th.
Yesterday, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida charged Lil Wayne with a federal weapons charge. One count of possession of firearm and ammunition of a convicted felon. If he is found guilty, he's facing up to 10 years in prison.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Better call Trump.
So this all started from a situation that happened December of last year. Federal agents searched his private plane, and that's when they discovered this weapon.
Oh, I remember that.
At the time, Wayne's attorney said that his client was cleared. Well, apparently that was yet not true.
Damn. And he already had a gun charge in 2008, 2009 in New York. All right, better be careful.
And they also found some coke, ecstasy, heroin, cough syrup, and $25,000 in U.S. American money.
Oh, boy. He's in some trouble. Weezy F. Baby.
Please call the baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking about forgiveness this morning. Meek Mill was trending last week on Twitter because he asked local Philly rappers to put the beef to the side, and he would give some music contracts out to the folk. Some of the Twitter users was like, hey, it's not that simple. If someone does something big to you, how do you think you could put it to the side for fame and fortune?
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand that, Brian, because I've had to practice forgiveness a lot in my life, and maybe that's what it is. I've had to develop that muscle.
It takes a certain maturity, Shay, to really see past all of that and see the bigger picture.
Have you ever had to forgive someone for something huge?
I got shot, you feel me? And it was five clowns that didn't want to fight, so they'd rather shoot a brother. So, you know, it's hard to forgive brothers that do stuff like that. You understand?
So if it's millions on the table, would you be willing to let bygones be bygones and put that aside to make a little bit of money?
Hell yeah, I'd put that shit aside. You know what I mean? Because I know I was a bigger man, you feel me?
Do you see the people that shot you out in the street?
Oh, I done seen them a few times. I know where they live at. You know what I mean? It is what it is, you know what I mean? I ain't got no hard feelings about it. Y'all need, but forgiveness is very hard, you feel me? Especially going through stuff like that. It's hard to forgive stuff like that, you dig? So,
brother, I want to salute you for holding what you got and not trying to retaliate, because even though they did something dirty to you, I just believe that God is going to bless you for not retaliating. Hey, it's going to come unexpectedly. It's going to come in a way that you didn't know it was going to come, and it's going to be so big that you're going to say to yourself, this had to be God.
Yeah, it had to be.
All right, my brother. Well, we appreciate you calling up, man. Thank you. Be blessed and be safe, all right?
Hey, thanks, 103. You hear me?
Hey, appreciate you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Been working with your Seminoles, been wearing the gear every day up to the radio station.
Oh, man, yeah. Shout out to all my boys. We had a fantastic year. Sixth grade Seminole team. It didn't turn out how we wanted it at the end, but every player on my team is an outstanding young man, and they are better football players and better people on and off the field after this season. So thank you all of my coaches, the players, the parents, and also my team mamas too. Aww. I appreciate y'all, for real.
So beautiful.
I love my KC Seminoles. We're going to be back next year. We're winning it all next year, baby.
I'm going to write this down.
Write it down. Screenshot it.
Do
whatever
you need. November 18th.
That's right.
Winning it all.
That's right.
Talking about forgiveness this morning, Brian, it's a tough subject.
Yeah.
I've had to forgive people for major, major things. And for the better part of my 20s, I wasn't with it. I'm just going to admit it. I wasn't with forgiveness. My whole thing is they think they got something off on me. I'm holding this resentment. If they need water, no. Like, I mean, staunch.
All right, and I get it. But what made you change that mindset?
God. It's the only thing. To forgive, in my opinion, is supernatural. It's within our flesh to be like, man, I ain't forgiving them. But God had to open my eyes up to my own mess. And sometimes it's easy to look at the other person and say what you did to me. But you got to think about things that you've done to other people, whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally.
So did you feel a certain way? Did you feel better after your new mindset, or did you still feel the same?
Definitely felt better. I had to let it go. It was a situation with my father. I was very upset with him for many years. And it was like me hearing God's voice in my head is like, you do stuff for the community, people that you don't know, and you have the nerve to not speak to your father? And I said, well, but he the daddy. He the one that's supposed to fix this. He said, it's not who's right, it's what's right. Boy, look, if I had had a wig on, it would have came off.
Nah, that's all facts, though. You know, in the heat of the moment, man, you know, you're not even thinking about that when you have an issue with somebody. You really think, well, at least I am. I'm really thinking about vengeance. I am. I'm going to be honest with you.
You got to think about not just your position, Brian, like how you feel. We got to think about how other people feel sometimes. And that's hard to do. Like I said, it's you might have a reason, but in my opinion, there's no excuse. Forgiveness is what we should be doing, right? That's what we should be practicing.
Facts.
Have you ever had to forgive someone for a big offense?
I've had to forgive the man that murdered my kid's father, which was my husband. And what I had to learn to deal with, that forgiveness is for you, not for the other person. I'm angry and upset that he murdered my husband, and this person is still going around doing what they want to do unbothered. So it was causing more trauma and pain to me versus it was the person that killed my husband. And I also had to realize, tapping into my spiritual side, that the Bible said that vengeance is the Lord's. So that guy is going to get what's coming to him. God's going to handle him. There's nothing that I can do to him. I don't wish this pain on anyone. And it's still very touching to me with the holidays coming up that my kids don't have their father. But I've gotten better over the years with it. And I look at it and I tell my kids, because two of them are still young, that their father's in a better place now. And this guy, where he is, that's where he's going to be.
There's so many people dealing with the loss of someone that's been murdered in this city. How long did it take you to get to the place where you are now?
It'll be 5 years next month. I'll say about the third year, because I went through a bunch of trauma and a bunch of grief, and grief don't have an expiration date on it. I still get upset half my days. I had a day last week when I was missing my husband. But for me to fully get that understanding, I had to tap back into my spiritual side and not lean on my flesh. Because if I kept on getting angry and thinking about it, that flesh starts to rise up. So I had to put more word in me and get all that anger and unforgiveness out of me.
Very strong person. Well, thank you for calling up this morning and sharing that emotional and personal story with us. We appreciate you. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Close your eyes, Brian. I'm about to get on my surfboard.
Oh, Lord. Turn the other way.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Shay in here drinking watermelon. Good morning, 808.
Hey, yo.
What?
Don't make me turn on you in here, okay?
It's watermelon. What? It's 808. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Right now, you're sunny at 48 in Westport.
Been talking about forgiveness this morning. The forgiveness I seek for these damn student loans, fam.
Oh, Lord. For real, though.
Damn.
President-elect Biden is looking into some sort of student loan forgiveness package.
Yes.
Some are saying it'll be around $10,000. Some are saying $50,000. I need that $50,000.
I'll take whatever I can get. All right.
Should I just send Biden a Cash App request, or should I mail my bill in? That's all I need to know. How we get this started?
Whatever we need to do, sign me up, Shay.
Trying to tell you.
Real. Look, I'm going to be transparent with y'all. I pay $600 a month in student loans. All right? So I'm ready for whatever forgiveness I can get. I'm with it.
Damn! I pay $0 per month.
Look at you.
That's why I need forgiveness.
Handsome and wealthy.
Hey, yo, I'm just saying, I was trying to do the right thing by getting the education.
Mm-hmm. So how's this going to work? Are they just going to, like, or are they, yeah, they don't know yet.
I don't know, they haven't started it yet. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think ahead, man, because I'm just dreaming about it, because that would, like, just free up so much stuff. I think the economy will really benefit from that.
Definitely, because there's so many people what is it called?
Debt?
No. Like when you don't pay.
Forbearance?
No.
Default?
Yes.
See, I know all the key words. I know all the long words.
I done been on mad forbearances over time.
Oh, look at you.
I tell them I'm indigent, and they put me on the indigent list. But now they done made you start sending in your tax information. Before, they used to just believe you. Now they want proof.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to start chipping off.
Mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
That's why people wanted Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders up in there.
For real.
Yeah.
You know, on the low, that's I was with Elizabeth first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but then once she got out the thing, I had to switch my style up.
It's a serious problem. They're saying, like, student loan debt is, like, the number two or three... number three crisis in terms of debt. Like, first is mortgage, and I think this is second or third. So this is a big deal, man, for real.
You know, if they forgive it, then, you know, I might give them some money after that. But if not, like I've been saying, you're going to show up to my funeral, ask my mother for that money. Whatever's left over, y'all can have.
Oh, Lord. Like, what was that movie? Like CB4 when Pootie Tang went to the funeral and stole on him in his casket. They going to do you like that, huh?
I don't remember that, but I mean, if you say it happened, it happened.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid 60s. Right now, you're sunny at 49 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
The NBA draft is finally being held tonight after multiple delays due to coronavirus.
Yeah, and I think one of the Ball brothers is supposed to go first.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have their first pick in the draft. It's going to be held virtually with Commissioner Adam Silver announcing the selections from ESPN Studios in Connecticut.
Trade's been hot and heavy this week, Shay.
Yes, sir. Michael B. Jordan was named 2020's sexiest man alive.
Ew.
So I guess they just completely forgot Kansas City.
Who in Kansas City is the sexiest man alive?
You got to ask? For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Brian B. Shining is the man.
Come on, GQ. Y'all can do better than that, man. Come look at this light-skinned face.
Shut up, Brian.
Oh, my God. Again, remember, you said these words, Shay. You said them.
Brian B. Shining is the man. That was completely out of context.
What? Context is perfect right there.
No, it's not. I definitely wasn't talking about that. Brian B. Shining is the man.
Thank you, Shay.
So the Versus battle between Gucci Mane and Jeezy is happening tomorrow. Oh, I don't know what Gucci Mane was thinking. But he, I guess, retweeted a meme that somebody put up. And on the meme it says... dig up your partner meme.
Yeah.
And basically, it talked about an issue that happened between Jeezy and Gucci Mane some years ago where Gucci wound up shooting one of Jeezy's friends. And he got off on it because it was self-defense as deemed by the law.
And then Jeezy put a hit out on his head. He put another.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. So, this is why this Versus is so monumental. Now, again, I told y'all yesterday, I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know if they're going to be in the same room. I don't see how that's going to be possible, especially with Gucci Mane putting gas on the fire.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Yeah, I don't know, Shay.
So, in a recent interview on the radio, 50 Cent revealed that he would do a Versus battle with the Game.
You know what? Look, okay, he can't play no records with my voice on. Yeah, he got some hits. He got some
hell
hits.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so it would be interesting. As much as we argued and fought stuff in the early stages, I would rather see him benefit from the momentum than someone else.
A little maturity from 50. Okay, who you got though?
What, between 50 and the Game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't you gotta ask.
I don't see you as a big Game fan.
From Southside Jamaica, Queens.
All right, there
Where's
you go.
50 from?
All right, there you go. Southside Jamaica, Queens.
There you go.
Queens.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
This is Janita.
All right, Janita, let's see what you got.
That's why I don't mind. Spend my life with you. I want to please you in any way I can. I want to share my world. Don't you understand?
Love is the one in a million. It goes on and on and on. You give me a really good feeling.
Ew.
all day long.
Hey.
Your love is the one in a million. It goes on and on and on.
Ow.
You give me a really good feeling. All day long.
Mm. We used to have a quarter and a pencil.
On the tables at lunch. Yeah. I was definitely that guy that was beating on the tables at lunchtime. And you just register yourself to get a 1K payday, all right?
Hi.
My station's live, local and lit, mama.
I want to thank Jam. And don't forget to swear that Z. I'm so old school with it.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
The holidays are here. Although holidays can be joyful, they can also be difficult as people deal with things like financial worries and old emotional wounds that resurface even when families gather. Refusing to forgive can derail your plans for a happy holiday, but learning to forgive can open the door for you to experience true joy, peace, and gratitude. Consider the following four steps as essential as the food you plan to prepare for the holiday. Number one, recognize that you need to forgive. People often carry around grudges and don't even realize it until they encounter the person or situation that triggers negative thoughts. Number two, rethink what it means to forgive and the value of forgiveness. Number three, ask for and offer forgiveness. Create a two-way street. And finally, number four, allow the space for you and the person to say what needs to be said. Free yourself. Forgiveness will benefit you. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.